a moment here.
Thank you for holding. Is this Benjamin?
Yeah, how you doing?
Doing good. Doing good. How's your day going so far?
Very well. I just played 18.
Oh, you lucky. Oh, get out of here.
What's going on?
Oh, man. I've been stuck in this office all day long. My name's John. I'm one of the directors here. I know you were speaking with my representative, Tara. Did she do a good job of explaining everything?
She did a great job. We just didn't really get over that hurdle of what I'm looking for, what my company focuses on. Maybe you could tap into that a little more.
Yeah, Google advertising is customized and targeted. So you can cookie cutter like your service area. You could cookie cutter the specific keywords or services you're listed for. That way we're making sure all the calls that you're getting are qualified by your standards. We've got a bunch of people calling you up wasting your time.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you trying to target a certain kind of client in particular?
So we have, we started 4 years ago, but my family's very political. My grandfather's an architectural engineer, very well known on Staten Island. Mm-hmm. And when I tapped into this market and started my own company, I got all his clients. So
nice.
We were doing very well. We focused on commercial and retail. And then things slowed down due to the economy and interest rates, whatever it was.
Yeah.
And then we tapped into the residential market, and it was going well, but we got those jobs through Houzz and Angie's. Angie's, but Houzz,
I mean,
the first 3 days, we got $250,000 job. And the rate was in, I couldn't believe it. I've never had a job like that. We pocketed about 60%. It was just great. It was amazing. So Houzz was great, but Angie's I think I'm going to kind of take a step back from. Because they're just not doing what they promised. And Google, obviously, some of my subs, if I need a window guy, it happened on the job that we had in Staten Island.
Mm-hmm.
We don't do windows. We walk into vanilla boxes and we do superstructure. So we sell out windows, but we never had a small residential window guy. We went right on Google. We picked the first person.
Yeah. Taking the words right out of my mouth. So, I mean, it's if you could do anything with Houzz or Angie's, you'll do great with this. The crazy thing is that Houzz and Angie's both use Google advertising. So they both use this type of marketing in order to get a lot of the leads that they sell. They're like a middleman in those situations. Yeah. So they'll have people call them like, hey, we'll connect you with some contractors. They probably have like 10 to 20 of you in their network. You know what I mean? They'll go, okay, I think this might be a good fit. They'll send it to you. Angie's will send it to like 4 or 5 people. And they charge you for them even if you don't get them.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. That's the issue with Angie's. But Houzz, I paid, I think it was 12,000 around the court. And the first 3 days I got a massive job. So that's paid for forever.
Yeah.
So that would be ideal. But also the MMC for me, it's not about the money. It is the principle. So the minimum monthly contract with you guys, mm-hmm. I don't know if it's 12 months. I don't know if it's 18. I don't know how you break it down.
I mean, a lot of the times guys start out month to month, a lot
so
of
you
times.
You have that option.
Yeah. Show and prove.
Okay.
And then, I'll call you up in a couple months when I see you're making money and say, hey, let's do the year.
Proof of concept. That's it. If it works, we get one job. It could be a small job. Proof of concept. That's all I need. And then
there's a tracking system. So if they use like their phone and they click to call you off their phone, it tracks it. You don't even have the recording. So you'll know what's coming from us versus your other platforms.
Perfect.
Yep. And that's the thing with us though, is we don't get into it. Like we don't talk to those guys. We don't talk to your potential customers. We literally just put you up there and they call you directly. So that's the difference. I would say, in doing this, but I think you'd agree at that point, if they're already looking for it, they just need to talk to you. They don't need to be going to us and talking to everybody.
I mean, at the end of the day, Google speaks for itself, so we don't even have to.
Yeah. I mean, if you do your research, it's been the most profitable form of advertisement for the last 15 years. So.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah. So this is an independent local listing though. So, if we're starting with just this and not doing any like Google ads or Google guarantee, then you're looking at $299 on the low end. And then there's a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in. Okay.
Not bad.
That'll cover you for about a 40-mile radius or up to a 40-mile radius from your street address. They'll send a PIN there called a PIN verification letter. So you get the little red dot on the map, and that'll cover you for up to 15 keywords.
40's a little out there because I was telling Tara.
Well, right, your licensing might not be valid, you know, so we won't.
No. We're licensed in Jersey. We're licensed in Connecticut, New York, and Florida. But the jobs we take in Connecticut, we partner with Popeyes, Taco Bell, Charlie's Cheesesteaks. We'll go out there for a $400,000, $500,000 job. But if this is geared towards residential, then it's going to be tough to take that 40-mile radius. We could break it down to probably 20. But even 20, we've gotten jobs, and it's just – and, again, I'm comparing you guys to House and Angie.
Yeah.
You guys are on a different
I said up to 40, you know? You can cookie cutter it. Okay. I'm just letting you know I won't be able to go further than that without spending more money.
Okay.
With this campaign. So the first month, $398. Each month after that, $299, just because you have that one-time setup fee. And then we get you into a client interview. In the client interview, we'll customize the service area. You can go by zip code if you really want to be that specific with the campaign and who you're showing up to. Okay. So that'll be handled in the client interview. They'll have recommendations ready for you. Obviously, we'll review your website, see everything you do, and then we'll go to Google Analytics and see, you know, what's getting the most traffic, you know, most phone calls, most clicks, most leads generated. We'll have recommendations ready for you, but you got final say on everything. You guys are the ones taking on the clients. Okay.
I have a question. This question's a little out there.
Uh-huh.
Do you guys promote to a – Is there a fine line where you guys stop promoting? If I wanted Google to write articles on jobs that I've completed, do you have a separate sector within your business where you can do that to get my name out there even more? Or is this solely focused on Google ads and that's it?
No, we don't have another sector that's going to write articles about jobs that you've completed. No. I mean, if it's stuff that you want to
promote my website, promote jobs that I've done, connect me with other
platforms.
No,
I get what you're saying. So you're asking about our popular directory submission. When you get a first page placement on Google, they do something that's called an advanced verification. We have you like send in license, insurance, all these pictures, right? When you get advanced verified, all the other platforms will actually pull from that advanced verification. So you'll end up seeing a listing on Yelp. You'll see Yellow Pages. You'll see Thumbtack. You'll see Amazon Alexa voice search results.
Awesome. That's what I mean.
Yeah, it gets populated on about 60 directories. And then we would also run Facebook ads for you, too, if you don't have a business Facebook page. That gets promoted. We're a certified Meta partner as well as a Google partner. So we have a specific department for Facebook that'll handle those ads for you.
Perfect. And I don't know if this is an issue, but I was upfront and transparent with Angie's and Hal's. I'm going to do the same with you guys.
Uh-huh.
I was arrested while I was in college.
Okay.
Foolish, lowest in the federal criminal code, nonviolent crime.
Okay.
Very, 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 just a stupid. If you Google my name, you'll see it. It's all over. Because of how political my family was, they put this center stage.
Under a microscope.
But
yeah.
It was bad. So after that, I mean, I did end up going to Harvard and the whole nine. So there's a lot of good that came with that. So when you guys do Google me, that's why I'd like to get as much good publicity out there as possible. I've got
a
ton of articles already out there. And, I mean, it was attempted sports bribery. I allegedly tried to fix a college basketball game. So it's nothing that's going to stop somebody from saying, oh, I don't want this guy doing my job. But I'd like to be upfront with you guys because you do a background check. So.
Sounds cool to me.
I know. That's what everybody said. Andy and House.
I'm like, if there's anything you get in trouble for, that's kind of cool, yeah. No, but in all seriousness, that won't stop you with a local listing, and it definitely won't stop you with doing Google Ads. The one thing that it may stop you from, though, later on, and this isn't something I would even recommend starting with now, but maybe, you know, a few months from now, would be like Google Guarantee. It's Google's newest product. And that's where they do like a third party background screening where they really will look into those kind of things. But I still have like 98% of my guys that apply for Google Guarantee, they get approved for it, you know?
Okay.
So it's usually, they're just looking for violent crime. Most of the time.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
They'll kind of give you a chance on it, and they'll back you. They'll
the real criminals, right? the real criminals.
Yeah, yeah, we're looking for more. Because we're telling people that you're okay to go to their house and they got kids, you know,
yeah,
peed in absolutely. A park and then you're a sex offender. Obviously, that's a no-go.
Yeah. it's a little different than trying to rig a college basketball game.
Yeah. Nowadays, it's crazy. You know, you got to ask that stuff. I ran into a weirdo one time. He's like, oh, well, they're passing laws. Well, that's okay. And I'm like,
no. No. You're like, yeah, if you can do me a favor, what's your address? I'm on my way.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, well, our CEO is a Christian, so explain it to him. See how he feels about it.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's good. Good. Yeah, we'll give it a shot. Listen, I don't even want to waste your time. We'll give it a shot. I'll give you do we do everything over the phone, or are you going to send me
I'm going to create your Google business profile, and then once it's submitted, you'll get the outline of the agreement in writing while I have you on the line here. And then I'll also send you the form that you got to fill out for your
John, hold on 1 second. My fiance wants to ask a couple questions. Hold on.
Okay, yeah.
Hi, John. How are you? This is Cynthia speaking.
Doing good. How are you?
Good, good. Just a quick question. So I attempted to make him a Google business profile. Not sure if it did come up on Google. Like, I'm not sure if it comes up in the search results, but I did it to verify his business.
Yeah, it does. It's not optimized, but it does show up if you look up the company.
Okay, perfect. So I just wanted to double check on that in case.
Yeah.
You know, just
so they're
going to
do an advanced verification, though. It's actually good you hopped on the phone. I don't know if you are usually there, like checking the mail and stuff, but but there's a letter that comes through. It says Google right on it. You can't miss it. It'll have the business name too, and there's like a little 5-digit number on the back that I'm going to need when it comes in.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, I'll keep an eye out for that.
Yeah, and then I'm gonna ask him to send in some photos too. Maybe you could help him with that too. It's pretty easy. Like, it's just a form you fill out, but there's like little tabs to upload photos. Maybe if you could help him, like, pull those together, we try to get that done as soon as possible.
So, John, this is the biggest issue I had with Howes and Angie's.
Uh huh.
They had somebody pull photos from my website, from my house profile, if they needed me. Because I'll just be honest with you, sometimes I have time to do it and sometimes I don't. And if I am going to pay for a service, nothing against you guys, I would hope you guys have somebody within your team that can do that for me.
Yeah,
and if I
mean,
have to pay a little extra, I'll pay a little extra. It is what it is.
Yeah, this is more so to get us started, but we definitely do have guys in there that could get into it. We would have to get your permissions, obviously, to do it. Like, everything is dot the I, cross the T. Legit, you know, we want a paper trail that we didn't just go
absolutely.
And, you know, copyright laws and everything, you know, you say it's okay,
absolutely.
And then all of a sudden you got a lawyer, you know, so.
Absolutely. No, I'm
with you.
But
absolutely. That's why I mentioned it to her, Ben, it's just because, you know, I know with my guys that I work with, they're like out in the field, and then it's like, okay, usually the other half is the one that's going to end up getting that postcard in the mail or be the one helping him with the computer stuff
absolutely.
Or answering the phone. So that's why I wanted to give that piece to her while I had her on the line.
Gotcha.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to create the profile. I got a lot of your information already. You spell your last name Bifalco, right?
Yes.
Okay. I gotcha. And then what's the street address where I could send your Google PIN verification letter?
177 Father Capodanno Boulevard.
177 Father? Oh, found it. Oh, yeah, it's popular. Okay. And it's 10305?
Yes.
Okay. And you can hide this if you'd like. You don't have to have it displayed.
Well, that's not my office address, so I would like to not have that displayed.
Got it. Okay. So you'll still see city, state, and zip on your listing, and I'll deactivate the turn-by-turn directions, but the street address will be hidden completely.
Okay, perfect. Perfect.
All right, gotcha. And then just to verify, the company is incorporated, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and this phone number is the best phone number for us and your clients to contact you?
Yes.
All right. Update. All right. And then what's the business email address so I can send you everything in writing and the invoice receipt?
Unforgettablebuilders@gmail.com.
All right. Easy. All right. Update. All right, and how would you like your hours of operation for the business listed?
It doesn't matter.
Okay. I can list it as open availability. If you guys decide, hey, you know, people are calling me
too late. I might lose you right now. I'm getting a call, so just call me right back.
Okay. Are you going to stay on with me, or are you going to take the call?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I got a call for some reason, it
sometimes it drops.
Call.
No worries. Yeah. Here, what I'll do right now is I'll send you my direct number and extension, since I'll be walking you guys through the startup part of it anyway.
Okay.
Let me send that over. And then I'm also going to send this email just in case if she has, or if you have like a portfolio of photos that you want to have her send in, you could send them to this email. And then when new jobs roll in too, just keep sending them. You know, just keep updating it.
Gotcha.
We'll use them for Facebook, Google, and
gotcha.
Then the .com. Your website, you have ownership of the domain, unforgettablebuilders.com?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And you're comfortable with me having that attached to all online listings, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. Paste. Save. Populate. Okay, good. All right. We're looking good. All right. Now, do you offer financing for larger jobs?
Depends. They have to be anywhere between 2 and 5 before we even talk about that.
Okay, gotcha. So I'm not even going to get into that. I'll let you guys hash it out.
All
right. Okay, and then client interview. So client interview, we usually want a full hour window just in case the call goes over, you have extra questions. I could circle back with a client interview technician between 6 and 7 today if that works for you. Yeah.
That's fine.
All right, perfect. I just want to give them time to pull the analytics, and then we could circle back and show you what we found here.
Perfect.
Okay. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to it, and then I'll also text you 1 hour before just as a little heads up there. And it's not like unforgettable.builders@gmail.com, your email? It's just all one word?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Gotcha, Ben. Save.
Because it links with the website.
Yeah, the website's attached to the Google business profile and all the listings. So we're just hyperlinking it, yeah. So we won't touch it unless you guys wanted us to. I have graphic designers in-house. If you guys want to remodel your site, we wouldn't charge you anything extra.
I mean, I we'd like an opinion. We're gonna tweak it right now a little bit.
Okay. Yeah, like here, look, I could send you, like, we have these layouts. They're pretty simple, but, I mean, I think it would give it a boost if we added some maybe, like, background photos instead of, like, that white background or something, and then.
Yeah. Because we don't want people to get the wrong idea. We do home renovations, but we focus on commercial jobs. So we didn't want to show a superstructured job site that we've done. We try to keep everything as moderate as possible.
Yeah, you don't want them to click on it and be like, no, I can't hire these guys.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah.
No, I gotcha. Well, we have guy Steve in-house. He's that I like to work with anyway. We have a bunch of them in-house, but Steve's my guy.
Okay.
And, we could always sit down with him and go over it. I sent you an example template of the ones that we have. If you own the domain, it's just as simple as giving us access to it, and then we could go in there and remodel it for you. Won't charge you a penny extra, you know. So that's just us wanting to make sure that you're looking proper.
So this, not
These
crazy,
are,
this is simple, not,
not crazy,
crazy about
Now, this is a my site layout, so this is just a demo, right? This is a very simple one, right?
Okay.
But they're fully customizable. You can put unlimited amount of pages on there. You can add unlimited amount of photos, videos to it if you guys make a video, background.
Okay.
So that's just a generic demo just to kind of show you that it has a responsive design. So it's compatible for iPhones, Androids, and tablets, regardless of what device they're using at the time.
Okay.
But, again, free option to you. I'm just throwing that in there,
okay?
All right?
I appreciate it.
Yeah. And then even if it's like, you get stuck on something, at least you can talk with him about, you know, how to add things or change it up. At least you have a guy to go to for that.
Perfect.
All right. So, boom. All right. So, I got the business profile all set up and the client interview confirmed for this afternoon between 6 and 7. In terms of securing your first month's payment of the $398, how did you want to do that?
Card.
Okay, and is it going to be under your name, the business name, or both?
The business.
Okay, let me go ahead and add this. I'll be able to write it off. Ink. Okay. Okay. And then is the billing address the same as the street address that I'm sending your PIN verification letter to?
Yes.
All right. I'm ready for you.
4563 4563 3100 3100 4279 4279 0760 0760.
Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0428 0428,
and then 3-digit code on the back?
667 667.
Okay, and there is a security question in case you ever want to verify the identities of one of my reps or vice versa. Like, let's say your other half there, she calls in, we want to have her at, we'll ask her the security question just to verify that
do fit replace.
Fit replace? Oh, well, we have three options for it. So it's like your mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or first pet's name.
Yeah, mother's maiden name.
Okay. What was your mother's maiden name?
Fasella.
Oh, man. Super Italian. How do I spell that?
F-O-S-S-E-L-L-A.
Okay. And then one more time, it says re-enter, but it's coded out.
F-O-S-S-E-L-L-A.
Okay, why is it not saying they don't match? F-O-S-S-E-L-L-A?
Yes.
F-O-S-S-E-L-L-A. There we go. Answers match. Okay, save. Marcella. Okay. Both of your last names, your father's and your mother's, both come back pretty Italian, in my opinion.
Yeah. The Bartocco one's a little Irish, but the Vassella's very Italian.
Got it. Irish-Italian. Well, we have that in common. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. And then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification recording. The voice verification recording, it's just added form of protection for you. We'll send this to you in writing with your receipt. As I'm walking you through the voice verification, if there's anything that I say that you don't understand or you don't agree with, just stop me, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay, so you are on a recorded line, Ben. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Unforgettable Construction and Consulting Incorporated.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Benjamin Michael Bifalco, CEO and President.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and or emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes. And I have one question for you.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So you guys aren't direct with Google. You guys are a middleman for Google, correct?
We're Google's premier partner. So we're in Fountain Valley, California. We're right next to the Google headquarters here in Irvine. So right across the street from them, if you look us up. But Google doesn't actually call the general public. If you ever go, if you ever been into any of the Googles, they're all just focused on like product development and creating the next thing. They own YouTube. They own, you know, Android phones, all kinds of stuff. So they're focused on that and developing the next big thing. What we do is we do all the heavy lifting. We're, all Google's money is actually made from their marketing campaigns, whether it be ads, Google Guarantee or Google Places placement like we're doing now. Our job is to fill, host, and maintain those and also act as the customer service department for the business owners, keeping them happy, and that's what keeps them paying and continuing to use it. So,
just checking.
Yeah. We play a role in about 85% of the income that they generate.
Very nice.
Yeah. So it's nice. They send me a nice little care package every Christmas.
Nice. I have a question. Are you guys, do you guys have $1 billion cap or no?
Our company?
Yeah.
I think we're well past that.
Okay. All right. Just checking.
Yeah. I'm like, we've been in business since 2004. So you got to think all the reoccurring revenue generated over the last like almost 20 years now. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Just double checking.
Yeah, we're well past that. We actually have a lot of corporations too, like a lot of Subway, Taco Bell. They each have their own individual listing. So even though they're part of a franchise, yeah, when a business owner buys a location, you know, they still have to have their own independent listing, so that way they could show up for people to get, like, turn-by-turn directions. That's a Google business profile.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I think it's pretty much intertwined into all of corporate America to a degree.
Gotcha.
Yeah. All right, so let me update. All right, and then it says here, in hiring Local Splash as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement? So while you're using our services.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So we know what you currently have, okay? The search engine is well aware of any directories that you're already under that's affiliated with your name, address, or phone number. It's okay. Just more so like after today, if you're going to add something, we want you to give us a heads up so we can make sure that you're not duplicating any of your online listings. It causes a discrepancy.
Gotcha.
If there's like two of those Google businesses profiles floating around. So we're not going to like make another one, like the one that your lady made. We'll actually send you a code to add us as manager. That might be something she will help with since she created it.
Gotcha.
And then we'll go in and host it and maintain it from there. We're not going to create a whole nother one. It just causes a problem.
Gotcha.
And then we also don't want you paying for something you already have either. The idea here is to keep your overhead low. Our chances of retaining you long-term are a lot better that way.
Perfect.
And so I'm going to throw this out there. You don't have to jump into any of these, but I just do want to disclose it with you here at point of sale. So you are eligible for prepay options if you do want to opt into it. Right now you're on a month-to-month campaign. First month payment $398, each month after that $299 for what's called a platinum package bundle. You could do that same package if you want to do a 6-month prepay, they have for $1,300, or you could do a year prepay for $2,500. Do you want to capitalize on either of those?
So the $1,300 you said was for 6 months?
For 6 months, yeah. You would actually pay about $1,800 over the next 6 months. Or actually a little more than that with the way the pricing structure is set up now. So it'll save you a little more than $500 by doing a 6-month prepay.
Yeah, so from what was I currently paying? $299?
It's $299 with a one-time setup fee of $99. So the first one's $398 and then $299 after.
So I say $74 a month. Not right now, but I will definitely consider that. I just want to see how it works the first month.
Yeah, no problem. Like I said, that's usually what happens. They usually start out month to month, and then they'll opt into like the year prepay to save themselves some money or the 6 month. Okay, so I just want to throw that out there. And it says the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try the services at least 2 months just to see maximum return on investment. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup, it will be charged today. It is August 7th of 2023. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $398 for the Platinum Package Bundle. When the term is completed, your agreement is set up to automatically renew each month on the 7th day, but it'll be in the discounted pricing structure of $299 moving forward. Now, it does state you may discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time. There's no cancellation fees, penalties, any funny business. We actually don't even delete any of the directories or online listings that we create for you. We'll just stop doing the optimization, so you won't see yourself on the first page anymore. But.
So I have a question. So now how long will it take for me to Google my company and see myself on the first page?
Great question. So usually it takes about 7 to 14 days in order to get your business PIN verified. They tell us to quote you 30 days to see maximum return on investment, like 30 to 45. And that's because of that setup period. We do need a lot of cooperation from you and your other half. That's another big reason why I was mentioning like being responsive when you get that PIN in the mail, that 5-digit number, and then also sending over all the needed paperwork in this Google verification form that I'm about to send over to you now. So it's going to ask you for different things. It's going to ask you for like license, insurance, picture of a work vehicle, picture of your workplace, an invoice, right? So there's a couple of different things in there. Usually guys get that back to me pretty quickly, you know, but I've also had guys lollygag it. So that's why they tell us to say 30 to 45, because to a degree, I mean, we could do everything on our end, but if you're not getting us, the verification back, then we can't even post it. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
So we got to have that there. It's a big credibility factor, and we're pretty much promising the community that you've gone through that, before we put you up there. Right. And that's what
now there is also. There is two things you mentioned, which I do have to kind of explain to you.
Sure.
So we have Unforgettable Construction. We have United Construction and Consulting.
Nice.
Unforgettable Construction and Consulting is the company with action over coverage. any job that I do that I pull a permit for specifically geared to unforgettable is extremely pricey. So what we do is we transfer that business over to United Construction and Consulting. So all the Popeyes, the Taco Bells, Charlie's Cheesesteaks, that's ran through Unforgettable. The smaller residential jobs is ran through United. So the reason why I mentioned in the beginning of this call is I want, I mean, as big a jobs as possible, so I'm comfortable using my extremely pricey insurance for these jobs. Because
yeah,
I will not slap a permit on a bathroom remodel.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No.
I've gotten this with Howes and Angie's, which was tough. But it worked out.
Yeah, of course. It might take a little bit longer, you know what I mean, to generate them. You might not have the same volume, you know what I mean, as if you were just going for the little stuff. But, you know, if anybody's – if it's out there, we'll make sure you're accessible to them and that you're being seen as top recommended, you know. So that's we're going to have to put a point of emphasis on the client interview. You know, I'm going to notate it, but obviously that's something we're going to want to emphasize in the client interview too. So, I'll be with you in the beginning of that. So I'll actually communicate with them. I'll go downstairs, talk to them about that and how we're going to customize the campaign, do the keyword research, and then I'll introduce you to them and they'll walk you through the second half of it.
Perfect. Perfect.
All right. So we got an update. Okay. Good. Sorry. Every time we do something on the voice verification, I got to make sure that it's saving it. Okay. And it says, again, at the bottom here, so you may discontinue, cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties, anything like that. If you are going to discontinue, let us know before the next billing date so we can stop your billing cycle. And then it asks, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms? Oh, hello? Oh, Ben? Ben, I don't know if you can hear me, but I can't hear you. Okay. Maybe you got a phone call. I know you were telling me earlier if the call gets disconnected, it might be that you got a phone call or something. I'm going to try to call you back because I'm not getting any feedback. It says the line is live, but I don't hear you. So I'll call you right back.